Welcome to Be Motivated Monday, BMM, the podcast. We hope to provide insight and inspiration to empower you in your Monday to be your best self. We might get in your business, challenge you to be introspective, do a little personal reflection, and set our BMM intentions through what we call affirm action to lead you to self-accountability. Because Monday is motivating. Listen to BMM, the podcast at bmm@trinamall.com or follow us on Apple and Google Podcast. Hello, I'm Trina Mall, BMM host. Love and kindness are never wasted. They are your superpowers. And they make a difference in this world. Unknown. Be motivated Monday. First, love, and always be kind. Happy February. As we all know, there is so much going on in our world. So many things designed to try to take our joy, our peace, and happiness, and our love and kindness for and to one another. But this day, this Monday, today, let's be motivated to first love and always be kind. We are the change makers in this world, so let's change and be the change to first love and always be kind. I believe and have experienced love and kindness in these past recent months, weeks, and days, and I know love and kindness still exist. And whether it is a love action, hey, don't forget, this week is Valentine's Day, or a kind word or gesture, let's always first love and always be kind. Let's talk first about love. Love. I believe we all have been given and received love at some point in our lives. It could have been demonstrated by words, gesture, and actions that resulted in a deeper connection with another person, a sense of belonging, or just being understood. Love shows up in so many ways for each of us, and how it feels, looks, gives, and is received from and from you is all up to you. There's a quote from Rumi saying, "Love is the master key that opens the gates of happiness." Keep that in mind. Love is happiness. Let's think about that. When we experience love, everything feels lighter, freer, and is just pure joy. It is as if our entire world has shifted, changed, and elevated us. Love is power. It is powerful. Love is energy. And if we start to live in love, and if we start in love, we have to first love ourselves and then love our neighbor. Love those you disagree with. Love your family. Love of friends and to your friends. Love of your coworkers. Love of those that you just don't get along with. Maybe you don't even like them, but love them anyway. What would our world really look like? I mean, think about this. What would our world really, truly look like, be like, feel like, smell like, and just like if we loved? And love first. Just a thought for this Monday. As they say, what the world needs now is love, oh, sweet love. So let's start today with first in love. Love in action, act in love, and always love first. Next is always be kind. Kindness for me personally is one of my most favorite things in the world. As you know, in episode 17, AOK, Acts of Kindness, we explored ways to be kind to others. Again, first, we have to begin by being kind to ourselves. As they say, kindness starts with I or me. Kindness has such a huge impact on others, and when we show kindness, it can create a ripple effect that spreads wide and far. In 2021, the Kindness Test, the world's largest in-depth study of kindness of over 60,000 people worldwide, led by Professor Robin Banerjee at the University of Sussex, revealed that kindness is a widespread phenomenon. 3/4 of participants reported receiving kindness from close friends or family on a regular basis, with many experiencing kind acts within the past hour or day. This study found that kindness is very common across different ages, geographic locations, and many more demographics. Also, kindness makes people happier and increases their physical well-being. Wow, who doesn't want kindness or wants to be kind? See, I love and am inspired when I hear acts of kindness stories or when someone is kind to me. You know, something as simple as a smile, a thank you, a I appreciate you, an unexpected note in the mail, or a just because. And those others, like someone holding the door for me, someone giving you a position or first in line or in front of them, someone giving you a shopping cart or giving you something off the shelf when you can't reach it, someone picking up something just because they did or you dropped it on the ground, or a neighbor delivering a package that accidentally went to their house versus yours, or an excuse me, or can I buy you coffee? I just love all of those acts of kindness and so many more that I could name. As you know, as I am constantly receiving kindness and consistently receiving kindness, I am determined, let me repeat, I am determined to multiply my giving of kindness from my receiving of kindness. Hey, what about you? Are you ready to be kind today? To be kind to yourself first and then others? Are you ready to multiply your kindness? What kindness can and will you do today? Let's talk about how we can cultivate more love and kindness in our daily lives. Here are 5 practices I would like to share with you. First, practice gratitude. If you have been on the A of G, attitude of gratitude, with me since last year, it has truly changed me. It's changed my thoughts, my words, and action. Take time each day to reflect on the good things in your life. No matter how small they seem, practice gratitude. Be grateful and thankful. Never lose a chance of saying a kind word. Make peace, Thackeray. Second, practice being present. Being present for others means when we show up for them no matter what, and letting them know they are important. Third, practice active listening. When someone is speaking to you, give them your full attention. Don't interrupt, don't judge, don't do other things while they're talking to you. Be actively present through actively listening. Fourth, practice empathy. means putting yourself in another person's shoes can be a powerful way to show love and kindness. When we understand someone's struggles and challenges, we can offer more compassion and support. Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Wendy Mass. Fifth, practice and show kindness, or A-O-K, practice acts of kindness to those around you. Even if it's just a smile or a kind word, or extend an act of service, help someone with a task, let them go in front of you. If you see someone that needs help, help them. There are so many acts of kindness that we can do daily, but that is for you and your Monday, this Monday, to figure out. Because when you practice kindness, acts of kindness, you are being your best self. Remember, one act of kindness has a ripple effect of love and goodness and can change you, can change a person, lives, and the world that we live in, our world. Every small, unselfish action nudges the world into a better place and a better path. An accumulation of small acts can change the world. Robin Hobb. Remember, you have the ability to impact your life today and the world that we all live in. You have the ability to be your best self through first love and always be kind. So let's start today. Let's start by loving ourselves and being kind to ourselves. Let's imagine if we all practice these simple daily practices, what would we and our world look like? Imagine that. Thank you for listening to BMM, the podcast. Connect with us at bmm@trinamall.com. Share BMM with others. Rate and review us. Love does not cost a thing, nor does kindness. Because Monday is motivating. In a world where you can be anything, be kind. Claire Pooley. First love, and always be kind.